This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The state is close to opening new transitional behavioral health beds. They'll help people with severe mental illness step down from the most intensive inpatient settings. There will eventually be 125 beds around the state. The first 12 are set to open in Denver in September. State lawmakers approved the new program last year as part of a major infusion of new money into mental health care. Clear Creek County Sheriff Rick Albers says he'll retire next month. CPR's Tony Gorman reports the decision comes about a year after a deputy shot and killed 22-year-old Christian Glass.
Clear Creek County Sheriff Rick Albers wrote that he had mixed emotions about his retirement in a Facebook post. He thanked the sheriff and citizens for their support during a 43-year career. Albers and the sheriff's office faced national criticism after Glass's death. The 22-year-old had called 911 after his car was stuck on a rural road and he was having a mental health crisis. Two former deputies have since been fired and face criminal charges. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
And in Denver, outgoing Mayor Michael Hancock insists that his police reforms are working. Hancock has served for 12 years, and the city has paid an average of $1 million a year on settlements between protesters and the police.
I think the legacy will be some bold things that we did in public safety. We went head-to-head and eye-to-eye to address the issues of excessive force and said there's never a time when excessive force is okay.
Hancock noted the success of the STAR program, which dispatches mental health experts instead of armed police to some emergency calls. This is CPR News.